Good morning, Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. I am your congenial host. What does congenial even mean? I don't know. Steve Dale, and I'm right here with you and so excited because yet again, this has become an annual event for me. I have an opportunity to talk with John O'Hurley. You know him from Seinfeld. You know him from Broadway. You know him from theater in Chicago. He has performed right here a show called Chicago in Chicago. You know him from a variety of game shows, but also from the National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day, 12 noon on NBC. And we will talk with John about that show. If you're a Chicagoan, you must know Tree Time Christmas Creations. Really, this, you're Lori Kane, who's the owner. You must feel good because when people look at you, when they talk to you, when they think about you, they think Christmas. That's got to be a good feeling.
Well, thanks, Steve. It is. We love spreading the joy and the happiness of Christmas. And hopefully when people come into our store, they can feel a little bit of that. So what's better to celebrate than Christmas?
A little bit of that. It's overwhelming in a good way. I mean, yesterday I was in the store and I walk in, and I won't say I was in a gloomy mood before I walked in, but you walk in the store and then, bang, zoom, it hits you. Christmas. And it doesn't matter. I mean, no matter what kind of mood you happen to be in, you will smile. You can, I dare. Has anyone walked into Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington and not smiled the moment they walk in the store?
That's one of our favorite moments, is we love to watch people come in, and you can hear them, they kind of gasp, and they go, wow, because it's really pretty unexpected. If you don't really understand what we have and how big it is and how much Christmas it is, people are typically just stunned right at the front door. So thank you.
And yesterday, and it was a lot of fun, and yesterday when we walked in, it was me and my wife and our dog Hazel, and I'm telling you, even Hazel, the dog, smiled. Really, that happened. And as the dogs walked in for Pet-a-palooza, people smile. Their dogs are happy, too, because emotions are contagious, and dogs do pick up on our emotions. And you have lots going on. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to talk about Christmas tree safety. And I've been saying on the radio, Lori, for years, I'm concerned about a couple of things when people get those Christmas trees. I'm talking about the real, live, living. They go like Paul Bunyan into the forest, and they chop down the tree. Well, they don't do that anymore. They go to an empty lot where there are trees set up, and they say, I want that one. And they do, and they bring that one home, and then they put that one in a bucket of water. But then to keep the tree alive, they add everything to the water. And then they type online. And they, what'll work? Well, if you go online, Laura, you won't believe this. You will see everything from birth control pills to chicken soup that you're supposed to add to the water to keep the tree alive. People have even added anti-anxiety medications that they're supposed to take for themselves. That seems to be costly to me, but people have done it because it says so online. And then there are manufactured products out there. I don't know whether any of these ideas work or not. Probably not. But I know this. When the dog, or sometimes cats, drink that water tainted with the birth control pills, it's not good for them. In fact, it's a harmful thing. So that's one concern I have about real trees. And the bigger concern are the needles themselves, which fall off. And one of two things can happen. They get stuck in dogs' paws, or the dogs will sometimes eat them. And if that happens, that can be very, very dangerous. So to me, that is one. Actually, I counted wrong. Two advantages right there, big ones, if you have pets, of going with an artificial tree. So all those years ago, when you started Tree Time, why did you think artificial trees and not the real deal, which causes problems for pets, as I'm talking about, but I'm thinking that wasn't solely your thinking.
Well, we like the idea that it keeps your pets safe. One of the other biggest advantages is just the ease of putting up the tree. You know, like you said, the needles can fall, and you have to keep them watered, and it's just kind of more of a maintenance thing with the real trees. So with the artificial trees, you know, once they're set up and beautiful, you don't really need to worry about setting them up again. And plus, one of the things our customers really enjoy is you can set them up earlier. And, what you know, if you're going to go into a lot of work of making a beautiful tree, it's really nice to get it set up long enough to enjoy it. And with everyone being home a lot more, they've had time in their houses, and having your Christmas tree just puts you in a great mood, like you said. So we love setting up our trees early and getting to enjoy the whole holiday season with them.
But we still want to make it all pet safe. And one of the biggest complaints that I hear about are, and you're a cat lover, I happen to know, are cats who say, oh, tree, that means I climb. And they can knock the tree over or knock ornaments off the tree. We don't want the cats climbing the trees. So you can get purchase a lattice fence at like the Home Depots of the world, those types of stores, and other maybe hardware stores that'll prevent the pet from being able to do that. And or if you don't do that, at least I think tether the tree, actually tie it down to something so it can't fall over. And when it falls over, by the way, not only are those ornaments suffering, but I suspect even an artificial tree can suffer as well.
Yeah, you definitely don't want your tree to fall over. And one of the advantages is the artificial trees tend to be a little more stable because sometimes when you set up the real trees, the trunks are not perfect and it's really hard to get them set up. But definitely, that's a great thing our customers ask us about. How do we keep cats and other animals away from our tree? That's probably one of our biggest pet questions we get.
Yeah, so I would suggest doing what I said. And the other thing is that people have ornaments that have been in the family for generations. If you have a cat that likes to climb, I say don't take a chance. If it's breakable, I say similarly, don't take a chance. Not only can the ornament break, and if it's glass, now you've got a pet who may be stepping on glass or even little kids. So I say put the ornaments like that somewhere away, just not on the tree. Somewhere where people can look at them and enjoy them, or maybe at the very, very, very top where the cats can't even see what's up that high and won't be tempted to do it. Do you agree?
I agree with you all the way. We don't want cats breaking our favorite grandma's ornament, so keep everybody safe.
Now, I know you sell tinsel, and you may not be liking me saying this, but right after I talk with you, I should be calling the governor saying, Governor Pritzker, would you do me a favor and ban tinsel? I mean, we're a tinsel-free house because that tinsel is so enticing to pets, and especially cats, and so very dangerous.
Yes, I suppose we need to keep tinsel out of the pet areas because we don't want anybody eating tinsel.
No, we do not. Now, let me ask you, if you don't mind, Lori, you're the only one who can answer this. How many trees do you have? I envision your home walking into the bathroom and having a tree right there. How many trees do you have in your house?
Well, we have all different trees because we love so many different ones. So we actually rotate our trees. And we might have, like right now, I have a tree that was decorated for Halloween. So I might have different amounts of trees on different years and in different places because I have lots of variety. But I might have, sometimes I'll have none depending on the time in the year, and sometimes I'll have three or four. But I do like to put my trees up early. I like to make them ready for Halloween and just have time to enjoy them for the whole season. So
Johnny Putman, I think, does that. She has a tree from Steve and Johnny, right? And she has a tree for, you name the holiday, any holiday. Maybe except Arbor Day, which is the day she should have a tree for. But she has a Halloween tree, a 4th of July tree, a Memorial Day tree. So let's talk about what's happening later today. Dean Richards will be at Tree Time Christmas Creations, correct?
Yes. Dean, we absolutely love to have Dean, and we are so grateful for him to come. He comes, and he has a great holiday extravaganza, and he's got really great loyal fans, and he always brings some surprises. So sometimes he has Christmas carolers. He's brought archers before. He's done a lot of different things. So we are so excited to have Dean. He's going to be in the store doing his live broadcast from 9 to 1. So come out and support Dean and see what surprises he has.
He has archers, so he shoots bows and arrows at his fans? Is that what he does?
He has done that before, yes.
What? I don't see him doing that.
He shoot him at the fans. He shot him at, I believe, his producer. But he has done that. Dean always has some good things that he does So he's always fun.
He is always fun. I can see him shooting at producers. I can see him cooking. That I can see him doing. And by the way, you can see him doing that, of course, always on Channel 9. So after Dean Richards is there later in the day, you are inviting pets again?
Right. So from 2 to 5, after Dean is done, we are having our pets coming into the store, and we will have one of the charities, A Heart for Animals, which is a local foster-based charity, will be taking pictures of your pets with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Wow.
So you can come do that, and we'll have one of our local Chicago suppliers of fun dog toys. They're called Hot Dickity Dog, and they make parody pet toys like Star Barks and all sorts of fun Chewy Vuitton purses, all sorts of fun pet toys.
Chewy Vuitton purses. We need one of those. So if you don't know, and I'm sure you do, Tree Time is at 22102 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington. More information, I'm sure, on your website, on the WGN website. Lori Kane, probably Patrick's sister, thank you so much. Well, maybe not. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate it.
It is right around the corner, the National Dog Show, presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day. You'll find it on NBC following the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. John O'Hurley is one of the two broadcasters for that show. That show, the National Dog Show by Purina, celebrating year number 20. John, I'll start here. What does the dog show mean to you?
Well, it has come to mean something very special to me. You know, when we originally mounted this journey 20 years ago, we were flying blind. We really didn't know what we were doing. We were just putting something out there and hope it stuck to the wall, and it certainly stuck, and it stuck in a big way. And through the evolution of the show, it's become something of a family tradition. And, you know, I look back on all of the wonderful opportunities I've had in my career to kind of put my fingers through the belt loops of some extraordinary brands, if you will, not the least of which was Seinfeld, Dancing with the Stars, Family Feud, and some others as well. But I think the fact that we started, initiated, and grew this brand called the National Dog Show, now a family tradition on the most beautiful day of the year, Thanksgiving, it just does something to my heart every time I hear it.
Would you have guessed that the ratings, let's talk about the business of television for a moment. The ratings are like through the roof, and what was previously on turned out to be, I hate to say this, because who doesn't love Jimmy Stewart? And who doesn't love It's a Wonderful Life? But that's what preceded you, and the ratings were at best, maybe because It's a Wonderful Life is on so many times through the course of the year now because there are so many channels that play it. So I'm not knocking. I could never knock Jimmy Stewart. But the ratings weren't so great. Now the ratings...
They were less than a one.
Yeah. And now there's zeros after that number and ratings that are unprecedented in TV.
Isn't it amazing? It's now, especially, you know, I hate to say that the Olympics did so poorly this year, that it's safe to say that the dog show really has become the number one sports special next to the Super Bowl on television, and it's pretty incredible. Upwards of, you know, when all the showings are added in, upwards of about 32 million people watch the show each year, and it's pretty extraordinary, especially when you consider it against the fragmentation of viewership throughout the entire media spectrum. There are just too many other choices between video games, between our own apps on our personal devices, to downloadable television. Now the fact that we still draw 32 million people, and we are growing from an initial audience of 19 million people back in 2002, is a pretty extraordinary thing. It says a wonderful programming, NBC. We applaud you for that. But number two, it tells us how much we love our dogs.
Well, I want to talk about that a little bit. It's a family program, of course, a dog show. Why do you think it resonates with 32 million plus people?
Well, it's one of those things that I would parallel it to Dancing with the Stars, where whether you're 4 or you're 94, there's something there to watch for you. And it's not something that's segmented regionally like football is, or you have to be a football fan. You know, it's just everybody can watch it, and I dare anybody with a remote to pass the channel, the NBC channel that is showing the National Dog Show, and not stop and watch for at least a minute or two. Because when you close in on those little puppy eyes, I'm sorry, you're hooked.
Yeah, indeed, that is true. National Dog Show presented by Purina. It's on Thanksgiving Day. It follows the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade. And there's a rumor that I'm about to make up, so it's got to be true, that you're going to combine the best of both worlds, Dancing with the Stars and the Dog Show. Dancing with the Dogs, is that a new program that you're really starting?
You know, my favorite shot, if you ask me what was my favorite moment of the past 20 years, it would be that kind of spontaneous thing that I did once with our NBC photographer. And backstage, I grabbed a beautiful Afghan, and I went into my dance pose, and the look on the dog's face is absolutely precious. It is just that you couldn't have asked for a better breed to represent Dancing with the Dogs.
Dancing with the Dogs. That we'll look for that next year. Noon in all time zones on NBC Thanksgiving Day. John O'Hurley, thank you.
Great to talk to you, Steve, as always.
So I have two behind-the-scenes stories to tell you. The first has to do with the National Dog Show. I've been to the National Dog Show, which is held in Philadelphia several times. And, of course, we stayed somewhere. We didn't stay where the dog show was. We stayed at a hotel. And there we were at the bar having an adult beverage. I was there with David Fry and a couple of other people, and we're chatting, and the fire alarm goes off. And the first thing I do, the front desk isn't far from where the bar is. So I go right up to the front desk and I said, is this real? Because sometimes someone just pulls the alarm. If you stay at enough hotels, it happens. And they said, yes. And David Fry, I turned around, he's gone. Here's where he went. He knew that a certain dog breeder was a bit overserved. And he went to her room. I don't know quite how he got in. He asked, you know, someone who works there. He said, I need to get in this room. And somehow he got in the room. I suppose they have a general key to rooms. And he got into the, and sure enough, she had no idea. She was like passed out. She had a few too many, as I said. He may have saved her life because there was smoke in this fire. So that's a behind the scenes. And that's the kind of guy David Fry is. I mean, really, David Fry, who broadcasts the dog shows. If you don't know who I'm talking about, he's the broadcaster. If there's a dog show on television, it's David's voice you hear broadcasting that dog show. He's been doing this for a very long time. He is the dog show announcer. All right, so the other behind-the-scenes story. By the way, David will be on the show next week. The other behind-the-scenes story, the Human-Animal Bond Association. I am on their board of directors. And we were just at a board meeting, and I said, you know what? It would be great if we had something called a Human-Animal Bond Day. I mean, after all, there's a day for everything. There's a day for avocados. There's a day for which I'm very grateful, tequila. There's a day for probably plumbers. Everything and everyone has a day. There's a National Apple Pie Day. There's everything, right? So I said, why not a Human-Animal Bond Day? And sure enough, that's what happened. At this point, it was, you know, back November 8th. And I'm so proud and excited because it resonated with people. And there it was everywhere in social media. Hashtag International Human-Animal Bond Day, because not only the Human-Animal Bond Association, and it's humananimalbond.net, by the way, for further information about that organization. It's also our special friends in the UK collaborating to make the event international. And it's not only about the bond that we share with our dogs and cats and pets that we have at home, but also animals throughout the planet, because we all share this planet together. Sounds corny, sounds hokey, but it's really true. And we are all interconnected. If we didn't learn that during the pandemic, then we learned nothing during the pandemic. I'll be back next week with David Frye and also Tracy Elliott of the Anti-Cruelty Society, bright and early on WGN.